Welcome back to hour number three of your Mike Malloy Show. Brad Friedman, your friendly citizen, investigative blogger, journalist, troublemaker, muckraker, and all-around swell fellow from Brad Friedman, from where? From bradblog.com. Broadcasting from the left coast 1 week before Election Day. It's our final hour. If you want to get into this program, if you want to get onto your public airwaves, if you have any questions, concerns, worries, thoughts about what may happen between now and next Tuesday, our phone number is 877-520-1150. That's 877-520-1150. You should also stop by bradblog.com, where we have a live and hopping chat room brought to you tonight by Scribble Live. Thank you, Scribble Live. You can go to bradblog.com, jump right on into the chat room, and give us all a piece of your uncensored mind. You can also hit me on the Twitters at the Brad Blog, but we're going to get to your calls momentarily. 877-520-1150 is our phone number. Your last chance, my last chance on the air with you before all hell breaks loose on Tuesday. We're going to go momentarily to Desi Doyen and the Green News here as your calls come in. But first, just a very quick personal word, a personal thanks to Mike Malloy, not only for allowing me to sit in for him whenever he's not around, and he will be back tomorrow, don't worry. But last week, when I came under attack by the usually good guys, or the used-to-be good guys, at thinkprogress.org, they now have a new regime over there, and a lot of the really good writers have left. You may or may not have noticed over the last 6 months. Now, they have Think Progress has always been a, you know, sort of an outside extension of the Democratic Party. So, yes, they're inclined towards Democrats, but they have always done a very good and journalistically accurate job of taking on the excesses and the lies of the right. And they've been a very reliable source for that. Last week, however, for some insane reason that I don't really understand, they decided to turn their guns on me and Truth Out and, believe it or not, Forbes magazine, because we were reporting on the verifiable information that Mitt Romney's son, Tag, and a bunch of Mitt Romney's business associates at Bain Capital have acquired the third largest voting machine company in the country, a company by the name of Hart Inner Civic. This should be troubling. And if you heard my interview in the last hour with Victoria Collier, or if you followed my work at all over the years, you know that I have long warned about the concerns about voting system, about privately owned private corporations taking over our once public elections with proprietary hardware and software that we, the people, are not allowed to see, we can't oversee, and ultimately it's next to impossible to know if our votes are counted and counted accurately. I've been, you know, reporting that for months, and as a matter of fact, about a month ago when this Romney story came out about their acquisition with the voting machine company, Hart Inner Civic, I actually had a pretty conservative take on it. I said, yeah, well, you know, yeah, that's a problem. You're damn right that's a concern. But it was also a concern in 2004 when a George W. Bush associate owned Diebold, or when a company, a Venezuelan firm tied to Hugo Chavez, owns the intellectual property of two-thirds of the voting machines that we use in this country even today, on Tuesday. And though that company has now been taken over by a Canadian firm, the Venezuelan firm still has the intellectual property ownership of that of those voting systems. So I don't care who it is who has this kind of control over our voting systems. This is about we the people. There should be no privatization of our voting systems, no corporatization of our voting systems, but that has quietly happened, as Victoria Collier told you about in the last hour, without anybody in America noticing. It's insane. Anyway, I had a rather conservative take on it, and Think Progress decided to turn their guns on me, call me a conspiracy theorist, and that this sort of talk suppresses the vote, depresses the vote. They had no evidence to back that up, but that's what the claim was. Now, if it's their opinion that I'm a conspiracy theorist, that's fine. But what they did was they lied. And they incorrectly, inaccurately said that I was reporting that Mitt Romney was rigging the election in Ohio. I reported no such thing. And I brought that case to the new editor-in-chief there, Judd Legum, and told him, I said, here, look, here's my story that you guys linked to. Where do I say that Mitt Romney is rigging the vote in Ohio? You can read the entire email exchange between myself and Judd Legum of Think Progress. You can go over to bradblog.com. Just look up, you know, Think Progress, Judd Legum. You'll find it. They would not correct their story. They would not retract their story. They would not apologize for this attack. And Mike Malloy came to my defense on the airwaves last week for about an hour. First hour of the show, and you know, he backed up my work, my meticulous nature of reporting and getting the story right. The fact that you know, as a journalist, if I get something wrong, I correct it. Unlike Think Progress, who has let that stand to this day. It's outrageous. It's appalling. And I was quite delighted. I had no idea he was going to do it, but I was quite delighted when I heard that. Boss Malloy came to my support there last week. So thank you, Mike. I really do appreciate that. And, of course, I appreciate sitting in for you here all the time. All right. Let me move on now. Do we have time? Do we, sort of? Do we have, what? Put Desi Doyen on here. Hey, Des.
Hey.
Do we have time to go to the Green News Report, or do I need to take a break?
Ask Tony.
What do you say, Tony?
I can give a quick update, and then we can go to it. How about that?
Well, you have to do the update afterwards, because people won't know what you're
updating. Yeah, as of right now, it'll be done at 19 after.
It will?
Yeah, that's okay.
Can we take an early break now and come back and do the Green News?
Sure.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Sure. Whatever. Okay.
All
right, when we come back, Desi Doyen and the Green News Report, plus your calls at 877-520-1150. Please get in line now. Don't wait till the end of the show. As so often happens. Can just stay with us. Not counting on Hurricane Sandy ruining all of our fun. He was all ready to go trick-or-treating.
I was working on this stuff.
Yeah, I know.
Actually, that's not true. This is music I played on my Sunday show.
Is that right?
So
you
are.
Okay.
I'm lazy.
Well,
so
thanks
you
weren't... for finding all the awesome Halloween songs.
Yes. And
he needs Monster Mash, and we got Tony.
There you go. Yeah. All right. He is a graveyard smash. All right. Let's, as promised now... sort of ham-fistedly before the break there. As promised, our Green News report on Hurricane Sandy, our special report on Hurricane Sandy. And then, Des, you can stick around and join us live for an update in the few hours since we recorded and broadcast this earlier today, right?
Yep.
Very good. Bring it.
It's Tuesday, October 30th, 2012.
The Hudson River was pouring into the Brooklyn Battery Tunnel like a river.
Hurricane Sandy special report, the storm, the aftermath, and the impacts of climate change.
Sadly, we are getting more experience with these kinds of big impact storms.
Anyone who says there's not a dramatic change in weather patterns, I think is denying reality.
Plus, a reminder of one presidential candidate's position on federal disaster relief.
Every time you have an occasion to take something from the federal government and send it back to the states, that's the right direction. And if you can go even further and send it back to the private sector, that's even better.
Oi. All of that and more straight ahead. From BradBlog.com, I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
Stand by for 6 minutes of independent green news, politics, analysis, and even snarky comment.
President Obama promised to begin to slow the rise of the oceans.
Oh, that joke at the RNC gets funnier all the time. Am I right, New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut? This is your Green News Report. Okay, Des, Mitt Romney has been joking about the rise of the oceans all campaign season long. I will point out, however, that over the past 100 years, New York Harbor has risen a foot and a half. And while folks, you know, also like joking about what Al Gore warned in his movie, Inconvenient Truth, he did speak to exactly what we're seeing right now, the flooding of downtown Manhattan.
Oh, indeed. NASA scientists predicted this exact scenario 6 years ago. But we'll have more on that in a moment. But first, should note, the danger is not over yet. Sandy remains a powerful storm system as it spins off into the northeast with impacts as far as the Great Lakes. So please stay safe out there. And remember, you can donate to the Red Cross relief effort by texting the word Red Cross to the number 90999. A $10 donation will appear on your phone bill. Now, by the numbers, Hurricane Sandy made landfall near Atlantic City, New Jersey at 8 p.m. on Monday as a Category 1 hurricane. Sandy is officially the largest hurricane ever recorded in the Atlantic Basin by sheer size. While a large late October hurricane is not unusual, the merging of three different weather systems, two Arctics and one tropical, is unusual. A hybrid snowstorm, nor'easter, and hurricane, or a snor'eastercane. As of airtime, 38 people are confirmed dead in 8 states, mostly from falling trees. That's on top of the 67 people killed in the Caribbean, most of those in earthquake-ravaged Haiti. Sandy broke multiple records, including unprecedented coastal flooding in New Jersey and New York that obliterated previous historical records. Latest estimates of economic losses range well above $20 billion, and that is not including the cost to repair infrastructure.
It would be nice if we could spend billions to do something about global warming, but we're apparently too busy spending hundreds of billions trying to fix the damage that it's already creating.
Indeed, over 8 million people are now without power across 16 states. That's especially dangerous in areas that have also been hit by heavy snow. Now, the good news is it looks like lessons were learned from Katrina. New Jersey's Republican Governor Chris Christie praised the coordinated federal, state, and local emergency response, FEMA, and President Obama on MSNBC Tuesday morning.
The president has been all over this, and he deserves great credit. He gave me his number at the White House, told me to call him if I needed anything, and he absolutely means it. And he and his administration have been coordinating with us great. It's been wonderful.
And as you noted, emergency response is very expensive. Now, in sharp contrast, Republican presidential candidate Mitt Romney, during the GOP primaries last year, said FEMA should be eliminated and FEMA's authority and funding should go instead to the states and private industry.
Every time you have an occasion to take something from the federal government and send it back to the states, that's the right direction. And if you can go even further and send it back to the private sector, that's even better.
For-profit disaster relief. That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, for those who can afford it.
Right.
Officials are now turning to focus on cleanup, recovery, and restoration of electricity and transportation. Although corporate media didn't mention the influence of climate change on Sandy's impact, New York Governor Andrew Cuomo, in a press briefing on Tuesday, did.
Anyone who says there's not a dramatic change in weather patterns, I think, is denying reality. We have a new reality when it comes to these weather patterns.
While it can't yet be said that global warming caused Sandy, climate scientists for decades have predicted global warming would cause a trend toward more frequent intense weather events. Rising sea levels, warming oceans, these were all predicted previously.
As climate scientists love to say now, the climate is like a baseball player on steroids. He may hit a home run. You can't say that the steroids caused the home run, but he's certainly more likely to hit them when he's juiced up, and that's what we have now with our climate.
Climate scientist Kevin Trenberth, head of the U.S. National Center for Atmospheric Research, says storms like Hurricane Sandy are, quote, the new normal, part of the changed environment this storm is operating in, and all weather events now have a global warming component.
Our best wishes go out to all of those affected in the storm areas. Remember, you can download our reports anytime via iTunes, listen to us on your mobile device via Stitcher Radio, find us and like us on the Facebook, and follow us 24/7 on the Twitters at Green News Report. From BradBlog.com, I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
And this has been your Green News Report.
Seen the lights go out on Broadway. I saw the Empire State lay low.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, there you have it.
Thanks for cheering everybody up to this. What are your you had a few updates since that was recorded a few hours ago.
Right. The official death toll is over 50 people now. And a lot of those people, as we said, were hit by falling trees. And the storm is still going on. Right now it's in Pennsylvania. They say it's about to bank toward western New York and dump a lot more water. So be ready for heavy rainfall in those areas. There's still gale force warnings out in the northeast. Storm warnings still in effect for the Great Lakes. Blizzard warnings in effect for the Appalachians. And Canada is next.
And, you know, we didn't get to cover it, I don't think, in this Green News report. We covered it last week, however, after the final debate. The first time since 1988, since global warming became an issue, greenhouse gases, global warming became an issue, the first time in the presidential debates that they did not discuss global warming or climate change.
I know. And what was remarkable about that was not just that the corporate media debate moderators didn't bring it up. The candidates didn't bring it up. We talked about that last week. And also when President Obama was on MTV last week, last Friday, and he said, yeah, I was surprised. Nobody asked me about it. And I think there was a collective head exploding sound going on across all the people who cover Green News.
You're the president.
You can talk about this all by yourself.
Bring it up. You got the bully pulpit, man. The hottest year on record, the hottest September ever in the history of the earth that recorded this year. Record droughts, record storms.
Yeah, there's a lot of detail
about
how...
What are you waiting for, man?
I know. There's a lot of detail about how specifically Sandy is and is not related to and influenced by climate change. But the idea that, you know, we have this increasingly expensive response to these increasingly occurring extreme weather disasters is something that we need to be talking about.
Yeah, we can't afford to do anything about it. Let's just keep spending $100 billion a year to clean up these messes. Man. Desi Doyen, thank you so much. And you can get more, of course, at greennews.bradblog.com. Follow her on the Twitters at Green News Report. When we come back, your phone calls, 877-520-1150, 877-520-1150. My last chance on the air with you on the Mike Malloy Show before Election Day. Got questions? Bring them. This is Brad and your Mike Malloy Show.
Shake your body liner. Shake, 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 Sinora. Shake it all the time.
No, Tony, it won't work. You're not going to cheer me up. Don't even try. Welcome back to the Mike Malloy Show. Brad Friedman in for Mike Malloy. He will be back tomorrow. Don't be alarmed. He'll be back tomorrow and all the way through Election Day. What could possibly go wrong? Let's get to your calls finally. 877-520-1150. Rick from Columbus, Ohio. Welcome to the Mike Malloy Show, sir. How are you?
Woo! I'm all right, man. How are you?
Oh, you know, ask me in a week.
I know. I think, well, for one, real quick about the, what's this, park?
Hart Inner Civic, you're talking about. The third largest voting machine company in the country.
Yes. I've had the experience of actually trying to tell that to a staunch Republican, a senior citizen, and there was massive cognitive dissonance.
Yeah.
Mass, like, ah!
Tell him Hugo Chavez has control of the intellectual property of the voting machines used in 2/3 of the country. Tell him that. See if that gets him to stir.
That's Citgo, right? He's the Citgo guy.
No, it's Sequoia is what you're thinking of. Sequoia is the name of the company. It's now been bought by Dominion Voting Systems, but the company, the Venezuelan firm, is called Smartmatic, and that's the one that's tied to Hugo Chavez, and Smartmatic still, to this day, owns the intellectual property of all the Sequoia voting machines used across the country.
And then real quick with Venezuela, The company that was used to weed out the voters in Florida Choice Point actually also worked to in an attempt to undermine Hugo Chavez in their election.
I'm not familiar with that having happened, but it wouldn't surprise me at all. Hey, Rick, I appreciate you guys. Yeah, no, I know Choice Point.
Let me say something real quick. Now,
very quick, because I got a bunch of folks I want to get to.
Okay, I understand there is a solution to all of this.
Yeah, what is it?
There is a solution. I know it's going to sound crazy.
Yeah.
You have to understand that nothing has ever been broken as proof of anything in all of human history.
Uh-huh.
That's the solution. That's all I want to say, bro.
Okay. I don't understand it, but but that's okay.
All right, man.
Thanks, brother. I appreciate it, Rick. Good luck next week out there in Ohio. Excuse me. Let's go to Francois in Riverside, California. Hey, Francois, welcome to the Mike Malloy Show, sir. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hi, Brad. It's so nice to talk to you. Great. Hey, there's some really serious statistical anomalies in the elections this year. It was there in 2008. It's been going back for many years. Other people have done different types of analysis and found serious problems, like Richard Charnin has found some amazing stuff dating back since 1988. Mm-hmm. But this year, I just joined a volunteer group of up to about a dozen people, and we've done some serious analysis of precinct size.
Yep.
Affecting Romney's results. Now, immediately people might say, well, it's demographics, people in cities like him better, blah, blah, blah. But we have rock solid statistical, we factored out the urban effect there, and we've proven that there is an anomaly that's unexplained. To this day is unexplained. So it's pretty serious stuff, and we have seven or eight other methods that, I can't talk about in all detail here on the radio. But we want statisticians mm-hmm. to start analyzing our elections. What do you think about all
well,
that?
Well, listen, I've had so many people asking me about that article. People can find it at the UK Progressive, Dennis right. Campbell's piece over there, ukprogressive.co.uk. Headline, NSA analyst proves GOP is stealing elections. So many people have asked me about it, and I've wanted to respond, but I have not been able to because there's been so much going on. So I'll do it quickly here. I was familiar with this statistical study when it was sort of initially this statistical theory, as it were, back about 8 months ago. Here's my very quick take on this, since so many people have asked. I am not a statistician. So I can't look at this information and know if it's right, if it's wrong. I've seen, troubling statistical studies before that, you find one problem variable and the whole formula falls apart. So I don't know if this is yet a peer-reviewed study. I would love to hear other statisticians jump in. All of that said, while because I don't mean to disparage this at all. I want to see more investigation, more studies, more statistics. But on a personal level, I'm not particularly convinced by them just because I'm not a statistician, I can't check them, etc. So what essentially you're showing in this study is that the larger the precincts, the more votes that Mitt Romney gained during the primaries against all of his opponents. And the problem is that in large precincts, he did better. Now, maybe there's some reason for that. Maybe there is not. The other concern or the question that I have about this study is if you are implying that he or somebody is stealing the election for him via the electronic voting systems, I'm not sure what the mechanism is that was used to do that in these larger precincts.
All right.
Understand?
The next article by Michael Collins will detail several mechanisms, mm-hmm. and that's coming out either tonight or tomorrow morning.
Okay.
And I understand you're not a statistician. That's fine. That's okay. Here's what we need. Is we need precinct-level data. We want every county out there to publish the data, the number of votes for each precinct, and less counties are doing that. This is very serious. Mm-hmm. And we also need voter registration statistics just to find out in each precinct how many Democrats, how many Republicans, and then we can chart that. We can do analysis. And once we have a small army of statisticians and political science professors that back this up, then we'll have something solid. Now, I totally understand you because I'm not a political science professor or a big-time statistician, but I assure you I've done enough of this work to really know there's something seriously wrong.
Well,
and my partner, James Johnson, is a superb statistician, and he's, of course, totally on board.
Well, I appreciate that, Francois, and I'm sorry that I do have to run because I want to try to get to as many callers as I can here. I do appreciate the work that you guys are doing. I'm sort of a cold, hard proof evidence kind of guy. Statistics that I can necessarily understand are difficult for me. But I do encourage the work. I encourage people to look at it, go over to UK Progressive and check it out. The more study, the more investigation, the better. Thanks, Francois. I really do appreciate you checking in tonight.
Thank you.
All right. Let me get to our friend Orangutan calling from, he says from 911blogger.com. But hey, Orangutan, welcome to the show, sir.
Hey, Brad, thanks for having me.
Sure.
Hey, I just read your article about 19 states scrapping the plan for scrapping the exit polling this year.
Yeah.
And I was wondering how much harder is that going to make it to identify if this election fraud occurs again?
Oh, really hard. It's insane. I mean, this year, what they have done to make it difficult to game the system, I mean, start with, the unlimited secret corporate money thanks to Citizens United. Add to that the effort the GOP is doing to keep you from being able to register at all. And this is a story I didn't get to cover on the Malloy show here, but if you go to Brad's blog, you can see how this character, Nathan Sproul, whose companies were hired by the GOP for $3 million. They've now been accused of committing voter registration fraud all across the country. But even without that voter registration fraud, their scheme was to have poll workers pretend to be pollsters and go out to people and say, I'm taking a poll. Are you in favor of Mitt Romney or Barack Obama? If they say they support Barack Obama, they say, great, thanks, have a nice day. If they say, Mitt Romney, they go, great, here's a voter registration form. Can we sign you up? Now, I've got video evidence of them doing this all over the country. Nathan Sproul has admitted to me that this is what they're doing. And it's a scam. They're gaming the front-end registration system. They're also purging existing registrations. They're trying to keep you from being able to access the polls. They're forcing you to show a very specific type of photo ID. They're challenging your right to vote at the polls. They're challenging the right to have your absentee or provisional vote counted. They're privatizing the entire electoral system. That's done, making it impossible for the citizens to oversee their own votes. And so what do we have left? We have the exit polls. And guess what they're doing? They're, as you point out, Orangutan, they're scrapping them in 19 states, theoretically, because, we can't afford it, save costs. Well, you know what? The media is making more goddamn money this year, thanks to Citizens United, than they ever have in the history of media. And the fact that they have to stop the one hedge, the one thing that might tell us if there's fraud in 50 states, they say, 19, these 19 we don't have to worry about because we know which way they're going to go in the presidential race. Well, there are Senate races, congressional races, local races that all of that data might have come in useful. But no, they're killing the exit polls, too. Sorry for that rant, Orangutan.
Well, that's exactly why I appreciate what you do. It's amazing what you do. I hope everyone supports this issue. Election integrity in this particular time period is extremely important. So I hope they head over to bradblog.com or whatever it takes. Spread your stories around and support the work you're doing because it's really awesome. It's really appreciated, and I'm glad you can host the Mike Malloy show and get this out on the airwaves.
Thank you, brother, and thanks for all you've done. I know that you've put a lot of our pieces up at reddit.com, and I greatly appreciate that. Okay, I won't do any more ranting. Let me see if I can get through so that we can get through a whole bunch of calls because our lines are full, 877-520-1150. We'll try to move quickly here. Don in Reno, Nevada. Welcome to the Mike Malloy show, sir.
Hi, Brad. How you doing?
I'm okay. Don, what's on your mind, brother?
Thank you for your word. Both President Obama and Vice President Biden have indicated, commented on the arithmetic irregularities in Romney's formulas. That's in quotes, formulas.
His tax, and, his tax plan you're talking about.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And now, in my opinion, arithmetically speaking, Romney plus Ryan equals ruin.
Thank you, Don. I appreciate that thought, and I'm only letting you go because I want to get through a lot of people if I can. Mark in, where are we here? Mark in San Francisco. I gave you about 30 seconds. Sorry, Mark. Welcome to the Molloy Show.
Hi, Brad. Good. You do good work for us.
Thank you, sir.
I just wanted to mention the fact that I've never seen two more, I'd say, flawed candidates running for any office in this country than Ryan and Romney. They've just continually lied. They won't even tell you what their plans are. They won't give you any facts or numbers. I mean, it's really disgusting that our political systems put two candidates up like this with no scrutiny from the media, enough scrutiny.
Yeah.
It's very sad.
Well, the fact that it can be as close, as I said, that it can be as close as it is, according to the polls anyway, I think is a grave indictment of the U.S. corporate mainstream media. It is an enormous failure. Thanks, Mark. I appreciate your calls. 877-520-1150. I got to get to a break. One more segment. Try to get to everybody who's hanging on the line. This is Brad Friedman of BradBlog.com, and this is The Molloy Show.
Ghost riders in the sky. Say it's only a paper moon, sailing over a cardboard sea. But it wouldn't be make-believe if you believed in me.
My thanks tonight to my guests, Ari Berman of The Nation, Matt Pascarella of VideoTheVote.org, and, of course, Victoria Collier of VoteScam.org and her cover story. Check out her cover story in Harper's Magazine. My thanks, as usual, of course, to engineer Tony Sorrentino, the best engineer in the entire damn room. Yeah. And, of course, to associate super-duper associate producer Margot Paez, who is out sick today, but she's still hanging out in the chat room, and we hope you'll feel better and come back soon. Also, to producer Desi Doyen, as usual, and, of course, to Mike and Kathy Molloy. They will both return tomorrow, so never fear, they'll be back. And, of course, my thanks to all of you listeners and you callers for being so kind whenever I sit in for Mike Molloy. All right, back to your phones. Let's get to as many of these as we can. Let's go to Ed in Reno. Hey, Ed, welcome to the Mike Molloy Show.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. Really quickly, I thought I'd give you some positive information, and Nevada's being pretty transparent here with the Secretary of State. 37% of registered voters have already cast their ballot, and Democrats have hugely outnumbered Republicans in voting. There's a daily count on the website, and I thought I'd pass along the information.
Yep.
We're not letting up, but it's good stuff.
Thanks. I appreciate that call, but Nevada and transparency when it comes to election in the same breath, I don't think so. 100%.
Hey,
100%. Hang on. 100% unverifiable electronic touchscreen voting systems used across the entire state of Nevada.
But we have the print. The other states, we actually have a printed ballot as well.
Yeah, no, you don't. Hang on. You don't have printed ballots. You have what are called voter verifiable paper audit trails. Nobody counts them. Nobody audits them. And the state of California found that those voter verifiable paper audit trails that nobody actually counts can also be gamed in such a way that you would have no idea that the paper trails had been flipped. That's why those machines were decertified out here in California. You can't use them out here. And unfortunately, the entire state of Nevada still has to use them, and it is a disaster. It is a shame. It is an outrage that any voter should ever have to vote on a machine like that. And the fact that the Democratic Secretary of State Ross Miller out there hasn't done anything about it is an outrage. And the fact that your former Secretary of State, Dean Heller, who's now running for Senate, that he illegally certified those machines in 2004, illegally certified them in 2004. He's never been held accountable, and that's an outrage too, Ed.
I agree.
Other than that, thanks for the good news. And those, by the way, are the same machines, the same crappy, unverifiable voting machines that Barack Obama cast his early vote on in Chicago earlier this week. Brilliant. David in Anaheim. Where am I here? David in Anaheim. Very quickly, what's on your mind, brother?
Good evening, Brad. I'm enjoying the show. You're very level as far as your commentary, which is a change of pace. But what I wanted to comment about is I don't think Mr. Obama really has his heart in this. As much as he has his disdain for, you know, the 1%, he sure likes hanging out with them. The 1% gave him a whole bunch of money and got him in 4 years ago.
Yeah, well,
but it was the 99% that voted him in.
Well, let me just
what he's waiting for is the big book deal and go on the speaking tour just like Bill Clinton.
Thanks, David, and I don't mean to cut you off, but if you want to become president of these United States under these ridiculous campaign laws that we have, you better become friends with the 1%. That ain't by way of giving an excuse, but you cannot win until we have public financed elections and reform this corporate election system that we now have. Do we have time? Yeah, let's do it. Brian in Beverly Hills, welcome to the Mike Malloy Show, sir. What's on your mind very quickly?
Okay. Hi, Brad. It's always nice to hear you on Mike's show.
Thank you.
Maybe I'm naive, but what is the Obama administration doing about all this stuff? Because why is it that Brad Friedman has to do this when... Do they want to win, or do they even know that this stuff is going on? Or are they just sitting back going, oh, I hope they don't steal the election?
You know what? Yeah, that's kind of what they're doing. When it comes to voter suppression, they sort of get it, the front-end voter suppression stuff. They sort of get it, at least in states that they care about, like Pennsylvania.
Uh-huh.
But the back-end voting machine stuff, nope, they're out to lunch. They're completely clueless, and
they don't want to win that bad, then.
It's quite distressing. We'll see how badly they want to win. Thanks for the call, Brian. It's going to be an interesting week and maybe even an interesting couple of months. Thanks for tuning in, guys. We'll have tonight's Bradcast up on bradblog.com. Mike Malloy will be back with you tomorrow night and for the rest of the week and through Election Day. Until then, keep it lit, America. We'll see you at bradblog.com.